Jen speaking.
Hey, Jen. Todd Hancock here in Vancouver. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time here to be a guest.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
The reason why I wanted to get you on is because I love your online presence. Your Twitter feed is fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, thank you. That means so much. I feel like I've become, like, less cool as I've aged.
No. No. I just listened to your first, because you just started up a podcast, the Jen and Tonic podcast. And as a guy that has a Toddcast podcast, you know that I love a little bit of wordplay. So I listened to the first, and please tell me that you were just bullshitting, that you lost, because you forever, you switched over from Jen declines you. Your Twitter handle now is Jen advises you. And you said you lost 20%. Please tell me you didn't lose 20% of your followers with a name change.
Oh, no, I 100% did. Every day.
Shut up.
Like,
really?
Yeah. No, people are very angry. Like, it's so strange to me because when I was Jen declined you, people were angry with me for posting the conversations online.
Right.
But now that I've switched to Jen advises you, now they're angry at me for taking them away. So You can't please people is really what I've learned here.
No, you cannot. No. And do you remember what it was like before social media?
Yes, 100%.
And what's your favorite online platform?
It changes because I get irritated with people on different ones every day. I think I like Twitter more than Instagram. I feel like Instagram is very fake.
No.
And I get irritated even with my friends when they post stuff. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, why are you posting that? But on Twitter, I feel like it's a group of intellectuals for the most part. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't know what they're talking about and yell at me. But I think I like Twitter more.
What was it that kind of got you into doing a podcast then? Have you, like, past broadcasting experience or?
No. I never wanted to be in broadcasting because I've always been very self-aware that I speak like I'm 12. And I always thought that if I did do something that people would be very annoyed with my voice because I say like all the time, and I understand that's very annoying because I listen to other people's podcasts and I'm like, you have an annoying voice. Why am I even listening to you right now?
Mm.
So I have been like on and off about the idea for probably like 4 years. I was in talks a couple years ago to work with some comedy place in Calgary, and they were going to produce the show for me.
Oh, wow.
But they wanted me to have a co-host, and I wasn't 100% okay with that because I kind of felt like they were trying to use whatever, Z-list fame I had created for myself to boost up, because they were going to have, like, an up-and-coming comedian be my co-host, and I thought that they were going to use that to kind of boost the other comedian and not really care about me. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to take matters into my own hands, and if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it by myself. So that's basically how it happened.
Right. All right, let's throw some random questions by you and kind of get to know you a little bit better here. Outside of comedy and podcasting and stuff and what you're known for, have you seen Avengers Endgame? What did you think of it?
Everyone keeps talking about Avengers and I have no idea what's going on. I don't watch movies and people get really irritated with me when I say this, but I literally have the attention span of a goldfish. I cannot pay attention to anything that isn't like the Kardashians, which is really unfortunate because I know that's not like something I should be telling people.
What are the shows that you're addicted to? What are you binging?
I watch a lot of YouTube. Yeah. I'm very, like, this is why I can relate to the tweens, because I understand what they're watching. I love YouTube.
Yeah, same.
I am obsessed with a guy named David Dobrik, who is on YouTube, and I think he has, like, 9 million followers, but I met him in L.A., and I'm, like, obsessed with him.
Let me go back to the Avengers real quick. If you could have a superpower, which power would you want to have?
I would really like to read people's minds.
Yeah. How awesome would that be? You'd have to be able to turn it off, though, because I'm sure some of the thoughts would be like, really? Really?
Oh, I would definitely go into like a deep depression, but I'd still want to know.
An oddball one. Where were you when you found out that Chris Cornell had died?
I think I was getting ready for work, to be honest. I can't fully remember, but I used to listen to a radio station in Calgary like every morning because I had a crush on one of the radio hosts.
Who? Please tell me it's Jesse Mods from CJ92.
No, it was Tyler Middleton, and we went on a double date, and he hooked up with my friend. This was a million years ago, but I think I was listening to them on X92.
Right. Right. Do you think that aliens have visited Earth?
Oh, 100%. I was talking about that with my boss the other day.
Hmm. Where do you work, by the way?
I work from home, so yeah, I don't even understand how to explain what I do for a living. And I actually kind of don't want to get into what I do for a living because people used to know where I worked in Calgary, and they would show up to my work, and it was creepy.
Wow, really? Stalker-esque?
Yeah, it gave me a lot of anxiety living in Calgary because it was so small. People would, like, message me and be like, I saw you in the corner of 17th Ave, and I was like, why didn't you just say something to me? Why are you sending me a weird message?
Yeah, that's weird. Sorry, what did you say about the aliens and visiting?
Oh, yeah, no, I 100% think that they have visited Earth.
I believe that there's people, right? It's the ones that look like really buggy eyes and shit. Like, I think that the people, that there's aliens that live among us present day.
Oh, probably. And what's that, like, shape-shifting stuff? I was talking about that with my friend the other day about how, like, people think Justin Bieber is, like, actually, like, a shapeshifter. And then, see, I can't talk about these things because I feel like people think I do a lot of drugs, and really I don't do any drugs. I just have a very strange mind that's always thinking about weird things.
You don't do any drugs at all? Never have?
No, I never have. I do enjoy a nice gravel once in a while to go to sleep early.
Who doesn't like that, right? Who doesn't like nice gravel here and there? How about legalized marijuana? Do you consider marijuana a drug?
My mom, like, dug it into my head growing up that if I ever smoked weed that I'd be disowned from the family.
No,
so.
Really? Serious?
Yeah. Like, I was sheltered. I feel like I've, like, grew up and I was, like, a nun. So, I don't think so now that it is, but before I probably would have said that it was.
Right. I smoke weed a lot.
Everyone that I deal with does,
Of course, yeah. And it really surprises me that we're at the point that we're at. Like, as a kid, you know, 16, 17, 18, you know, the formative years, I never in a million years would have thought that it would be legalized in Canada. Like, never in a million years. Blows me away.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually ever thought about what would happen with it. But, I mean, I lived in Vancouver for a bit. So everyone smoked it there all the time.
Of course, yeah. Is there anybody you've met that's made you geek out?
Yeah, Shawn Mendes.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you meet Shawn?
At the Junos were in Calgary a couple years ago. We got invited to his record company's after party, and he was like 17. And I am not 17, but I went my friend Maria, and I was like, Maria, go talk to him. You're hotter than me. And she was like, I'm not talking to him. So she like went up to his table, and he was eating pizza, and she took his pizza and started eating it.
And then he started hitting,
like, for some reason, my ex-boyfriend was there, and he was hitting on my ex-boyfriend's little sister in front of me. And I was like, I just have to go tell him that I like love his music. So I like ran up to him, and I was like, I'm old to be your fan, but like, I love you. And he was like, yeah, I know you're old.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that was the end of that. But I still love him.
This feels like a pretty natural segue then, Jen. Who is your celebrity crush present day?
Present day? I feel like, oh my gosh, what is that old guy's name from Freaky Friday? I can't think of what his name is. Freaky Friday, the one with Lindsay Lohan, and he was the dad.
Yeah.
And he was in, and I tweeted about it recently, and people were like, well, duh, he is hot. Like, why are you just realizing this now?
Right. Mrs. Obvious.
Yeah. I'm literally Googling to see what his name is.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, good. Because I was doing the same thing. Well, I'll just pause then. You are like the queen of Google, by the way.
I love Google. Like, straight up. I love Googling everything.
Google needs to fucking sponsor your podcast. It's that bad.
No, and I know a lot of people that work for Google, and I'm always like, guys, I promote Google all the time. You guys need to get me in. But also, I'm kind of convinced that Google is judging me on all my searches, because sometimes they search for stuff that I probably shouldn't.
Of course they are.
Oh, Mark Harmon.
Right.
Yes.
By the way,
he's like 70, but I love him.
Something like that, yeah. By the way, sweet reference to Zellers.
Yes. But they're still functioning Zellers.
Like a straight up. I laughed out loud. Sweet reference to Zellers. Let me see here. What's the worst job that you've had?
Actually, my first job ever, I worked at a drugstore in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Really? That's where I was born.
Really?
I lived there for like 6 months and then moved to Vancouver. But yeah, I was born in Moose Jaw.
Wow, what a booming town to be born in.
I'm older than 40 and I've never been back.
I mean, there's really no reason to go back.
No, not really. Not from what
I worked at a drugstore and I would give out like the prescriptions. I don't know why I was allowed to do that, to be honest. But so I knew everyone in my high school who had STDs.
Right,
they were on Xanax. Taking birth control, right. And my teachers would come in and buy condoms and expect me to act normal about it, and I was like 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
little too much information at that point.
Oh, 100%.
What's your favorite app on your phone?
My favorite app?
That's a good question. I really enjoy...
I've been using Hinge. It's a dating app.
Hmm. Never heard of it.
I really enjoy people. They're so even though I'm not declining anymore, I'm still getting stupid messages. But they're
but you're
a little,
still declining. Yes.
Just like in a nicer way.
Jen, you're out partying. What's your drink of choice?
So I like never party, like maybe once every month. Mm-hmm. People tell me that I'm trailer trash when I order this, but I really like Bud Light. Big fan. I'm not lying. It's true.
Right. Who's your favorite band of all time?
Favorite band of all time? I would... Def Leppard.
Def Leppard. Good call.
Holy my parents were young, and I was brought up on the Adrenalized cassette tape. Yep. It was literally the only thing we listened to for like 10 years of my life.
Wow. You know that there's better material from Def Leppard than Adrenalized, though.
Yes, I do. But like, it's kind of now that I'm older, it's kind of nostalgic. But whenever I listen to it, it like brings me back to my youth.
Oh, totally. That's the best thing about music like that, like comfort music at that point. You know, you've heard it so many times, know the music inside out, the melodies, the hooks, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Def Leppard, good call. Holy man. Here's a band, like really took them that long to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What a joke.
Right? Yeah.
Like Pyromania's got to be one of the best rock records of all time.
Yes, big fan.
And also, like think about the adversity that those guys had to go through. The freaking drummer lost an arm and he continued with the band. Like what?
Yeah, that's insane.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, think of that. You had to learn how to drum all over again.
I can't even drum with two arms, so.
Do you like to gamble?
No, I hate gambling.
Really? Don't like losing the cash, eh?
No, I'm, like, really anal about budgeting to the point where, like, I write down every single purchase that I make because I never want to be in debt. So I can't even, like, fathom the idea of just, like, throwing away money and not knowing the outcome of what I'm going to get back.
Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding. She used the word of the day, anal, on the podcast. Well played. Nicely played. What was your first concert?
Paul Brandt.
Paul Brandt, okay. Wow.
But, like, I grew up in northern Manitoba, so Slim Pickens.
I know, Paul. I used to do a radio show in Prince George at a radio station. And
oh, really?
Met him a few times there. Yeah, country station. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I did the afternoon show here at the rock station Seafox in Vancouver for 12 years.
You know what? When you asked me to do the podcast, I remember because I just did an episode of my podcast where I talked about why I was on a reality TV show. And the ex that I talked about was like one of your biggest fans. And I remember he won a contest to go in studio or something.
Oh, no way.
And I remember, and he like was freaking out about it. I don't know why I remembered this. And I was like, oh, isn't that funny how
no, the
tables have turned and look at where I am now.
You're like, oh, interesting. He's asked me to be a guest of his podcast.
Hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Very, very interesting. Here's an oddball. Have you ever had a near-death experience?
I mean, I jaywalk a lot, so probably every day.
Right. Exactly. You know, who sent the same answer? Buddy from, Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo. Same answer. He's like, dude, I jaywalk all the time. I probably kill myself almost daily.
Yeah.
All right. I'll wrap it up, Jen. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much.
What's your career highlight?
Career highlight. Probably getting followers on Twitter and then having people come up to me and, like, recognize me. When I was working at Cowboys during Stampede, this, like, couple came up to me and they were like, "You are so amazing. Could you sign our beer cans?" And I was like,
"Shut up.
You want me to sign your beer cans? I mean, I will do it, but..."
Wow.
Like, is this, like, the peak of my fame is going to be like...
Oh, my God. Are you going to bronze that beer can? That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. They better have it sitting, like, on their mantle in their house.
Oh, you're too good. You are now at Jen Advises You on Twitter. What are you on Instagram? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. Of course, your Jen and Tonic podcast is on iTunes. Thanks, Jen, for being a guest, and I guess we'll see you online.
Thank you so much.